The Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show, Retirement Mastery, and Ron Richards are not tendering tax, legal, or investment advice. This content and information is based solely on Ron Richards' personal opinions and research. If tax, legal, or investment advice is required, you should seek the services of a qualified professional.
This is the Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show with Ron and Julie Richards on 1310 KFKA. Now, here's Ron and Julie.
Well, top of the morning to you, Northern Colorado. What a great day to be alive, and welcome to the Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show. My name is Ron.
And Julie Richards.
And get financially educated.
Or get left behind.
And it really is about having fun, and boy, we've got a friend in the studio this morning, John Vanuk with U.S. Health. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Yeah, you're in town from Pocatello. Oh, yeah. He's in town kind of visiting, and he's working the region, and things are going on, and we're having a great time this morning. It's been a great week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, even being sequestered. We're not sequestered, but it's a lot of crazy stuff's going on in this world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And we put this show together to really bring financial education and bring really literacy about finances and about things that are going on in the world and how you can benefit from them and look at things as an opportunity as opposed to an obstacle.
Right. And understand. So part of the job today is understanding how health fits into your finances.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk with John about that stuff.
That's right.
And, you know, our big thing has been through all of this stuff is, you know, common sense is like the new superpower. You know, anymore, having common sense is so abnormal because nobody has any anymore.
Well, like I always say, we're always trying to make sense out of nonsense.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And so how do we kick this thing off normally, Julie?
Well, we're going to start right into the Street Smart Snapshot.
Snapshot. So we're going to take a snapshot of where the markets are, and then we're going to bring the horse race out, and we'll kind of let you know who's winning the horse race because Julie and I have a horse race going on. We'll get into that in just a second. But let's talk a little bit about what the markets did this week. The S&P 500 is at 33.72, almost an all-time high for the S&P 500.
I'm betting it's going to keep going.
The Dow Jones, Julie thinks it's going to be a melt up.
Yep.
In other words, the market's going to go up, 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 and as the dollar goes down, 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 and then all of a sudden, it's going to explode.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know, but we think that's what's going to happen. The Dow Jones is at 27,931. The NASDAQ, $11,019. Crude oil's at 42.23. You know, being in Northern Colorado, oil in this area is a big deal. So, you know, the price of oil, we would like to stay up. Gold is at 1941. And it closed actually above $22,000 last week, a couple days during the week, and then it came back down. Silver's at $26.54.
Wow.
John, what price did you buy silver at?
$14, $15,
$16. Awesome. So, John, you made a little bit of money. It's been good for you, hasn't it?
Oh, we love it.
Yeah, it totally is.
So where was the 10-year bond?
10-year bond has snuck back up. It's at 0.70. What are interest rates doing, Julie?
Well, interest rates as of August 14th are 2.75 for FHA VA fixed loans.
2.75.
Wow. I like
that. So that's par. So if you wanted a 15-year or a 10-year note, it's going to be even less, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the conforming 15-year fixed is 2.625.
2.6. Is there a 10-year rate there? Probably don't have a 10-year rate.
No, don't have a 10-year rate.
They don't think people can do 10-year loans. You realize when my grandparents bought their home, I mean, in the 40s and 50s and 60s, you know, you paid cash for your house.
Right.
I mean, if you had a 10-year loan, that was a long loan. And now...
Right. And now they have car loans that are 7.
Yeah, car loans that are 7 and 8 years. And now they have mortgage loans that are 40 years. Who in the world would sign up for that class?
If I was the bank loaning my money out...
Yeah. Well, the bank.
Let me be on the other side.
And the mortgage companies are making so much money. Have you ever looked at an amortization schedule on a 30-year mortgage of, hey, here's my payment. Here's what I'm going to pay in principal. And then the amount you're going to pay in interest on a 30-year amortization will blow you away how much money you're giving to the mortgage company. So we teach people to pay biweekly. If you can pay every 2 weeks on your mortgage, take your mortgage payment. Every 2 weeks, make your mortgage payment. You pay an extra payment per year against the principal. And principal curtailment, I know that's a big word. It's a big word for me, is really what it's all about. Paying extra principal towards that mortgage is a good way to pay that mortgage down.
Yes, it is.
It is. So what else do we cover?
We cover another asset class.
It's an asset class, correct?
Called cryptocurrency.
So we did the gold and silver, and we're going to do the cryptocurrency. If my computer will pull up right here, here it is, Bitcoin, $11,790.
Woohoo!
Where'd you buy your Bitcoin at, John?
$9,000.
Yeah. So you're up a couple thousand dollars. Bitcoin Cash is at $293. Ethereum, $431. So Ethereum has had an incredible run for the last 30 days.
What's its high?
Ethereum is high. $1,491 is the high for Ethereum.
Was that in 2017?
It was. Yeah. And so right now it's at 431. So it's still 75% off of its high. So it's still a great time to own some cryptocurrency. In addition to Ethereum, Litecoin is the right coin. Julie will not
say it. I will
not
say it.
Because she's a Bitcoin maximalist. Uh-huh. She loves Bitcoin, but she loves gold even more than Bitcoin. And we're going to get into that in just a second. Dashcoin's at $91. Litecoin, $57. XRP for Ripple Ray, our friend out there in crypto land, is at 30 cents. So XRP's at 30 cents. Chainlink is a new link that is going to be similar to Ethereum, and it'll be like the oil that runs Ethereum. $19.14. 30 days ago, it was at $6.
Oh, my.
So it's had a 350% rate of return, not per year, per month. It's had a 300%. So Link, wow. L-I-N-K, if you've not looked at that particular crypto, it's one you should look at and have it in your portfolio.
Well, it's linked a little bit to Ethereum, isn't it?
It is linked. It's the oil that runs Ethereum. It'll be what we call oracles. It's the oracles that really make Ethereum work.
I see.
And so Link is a new coin. Not a new coin. Been around about 3 years, but it's absolutely a good coin.
Ron,
so,
you keep using new big words on me.
I know. I'm learning. I still am not too old to learn things. So let's talk a little bit about our horse race, Julie. And up.
Go Goldilocks.
Go Bitcoin Blues. So we absolutely, we took our stimulus money that the government gave us, and many people probably went out and bought things, or many people went out and paid off loans and those kind of things. We said, you know what? Instead of leaving that money in the bank where we would only get 1% rate of return over a year, we decided to take our stimulus money, and we're doing this thing called snowbirding, right?
Maybe
we're going to go to Arizona, maybe January, February, March. We don't know when we're going, but we know we're going. And we decided to use our stimulus money toward our Arizona project that we're doing.
Yep.
And so Julie took $1,850, took her stimulus money, added a little bit more to it, $1,850, and bought in a 1 ounce
gold coin.
Okay. And I took the exact same amount and I bought $1,850 in Bitcoin. My $1,850 today is worth $2,368. So you guys do the math. I don't know. $2,368 minus $1,850, I'm up $500. I'm up $500. And Julie took the exact same amount and she bought 1 ounce of gold. And that 1 ounce of gold today is at 2045.
Ooh, I'm losing, huh?
So, but you're still up $200 and some dollars, Julie. What would it be in a bank right now?
a buck and a half.
Yeah, you'd have $1,855. So you might have $5 interest. So again, when you understand, the reason we did it is just for educational purposes. Not only that, we wanted to make a little money. But who knows? It could be down by the time we go to take it out. December 31st is the final day when we're going to take the money back out of the Bitcoin, back out of the gold. We're going to turn in the gold and get our money and see what it's worth.
Get currency.
So we're going to turn it back into currency
right. From
real hard money.
Right.
And we look at gold and silver. We look at things like cryptocurrency as hard money.
Right.
It's as if you bought a piece of land. And
it's a hard asset, a real estate also.
It is. It is absolutely. So
basically, they're non-correlated assets to the stock market, which is what we talk about, balancing a retirement on several different asset classes not related to the stock market.
That's right. That's exactly right. So that's a little bit of an update on the horse race. And, you know, my horse is really about halfway around the track. Julie's just coming out of the gates. No, just kidding. But it can change. And we know it does change.
Heartbeat.
It changes quickly.
Gold doesn't generally go real high real fast.
Right.
But it could. Bitcoin does. It takes huge 30% up and down, four times a year?
Yes.
That's right. The buying opportunity. If you watch the markets and you kind of get a good idea, you get a feel for it. So
in the last 10 days, the dollar is down 10%. And that means that...
Measured against what?
Well, the dollar measured against all the other currencies that are out there. The yuan, the renminbi, all the other currencies. That means your $100 that you had 30 days ago only buys $90 worth of goods now.
That's a huge...
So it's a big deal.
And that's just in the last...
That's in the last 30 days.
30 days.
So,
wow.
So again, the dollar has gone down. It's come back a little bit this week, but not much. Year-to-date, gold is up 35%. Year-to-date, silver is up 60%.
Well, what's interesting about that is gold is close to its all-time high.
That's right.
And silver is still half off its high, right?
Yep. So when it comes to gold and silver and cryptocurrencies, don't be crying over these down moments. Be buying. Don't be crying. Be buying.
Right. Bitcoin is at half, a little over half its all-time high.
See, I like addition. You know, I like when my money adds up, but I like when it multiplies even better.
Yeah.
So that's good. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. John, you're up next. Be right back. That Creedence Clearwater, that's a great song. There's a place up ahead where we're going. And that is true. There is a place up ahead where we're going. And today we are going to talk about health insurance and how it relates to our financial picture. And John and I have always talked about, I'm a farm kid from Illinois, and I grew up near a dairy farm. And we had a milk stool that we would milk our cows with, right? And milk stools have three legs. And I tell people, if the three legs that you're sitting on and your entire financial situation is resting on those three legs.
Let me guess. Somebody kicked one of the legs out from under you.
Yeah.
That's how you learned?
It could happen. Yes, it could happen. Anyway, that's where I smoked a cigarette for the first time in my life in a dairy farm, and I got so sick I passed out in the manure. It was bad. It was really bad. But anyway, so if your financial house is sitting on those three legs, before you invest in gold or silver or cryptocurrency, you should always have these three things in place first. And the first one is life insurance. And most people realize that I should have some life insurance because my family has debt. I've got kids I'm trying to raise. And so you'd want to leave your spouse with some money if you died. And the second is disability. So if you couldn't work for 6 months or 6 years because of a sickness or an accident or a disability, what would you do for income? So that's the second leg of the milk stool. The third leg of the milk stool is health insurance and medical insurance. And John, I know you're passionate about helping people get the right kind of health insurance. And so, John, share with us, you've been with U.S. Health for a while, and tell us a little story about yourself and about U.S. Health and why you're so passionate about helping people with health insurance.
Well, Ron, many, many years ago, I thought I had really good health insurance, and I had Blue Cross, so I did have good health insurance. And I, like an idiot, a guy came to my front door, tried to sell me some other insurance, and I could save $50 a month. So I did it. And then my wife got sick, and my son was diagnosed with a very bad illness, and we found out we didn't have insurance at all. What we bought is something called fixed indemnity. And I thought the government protected us from that type of thing, because that's why there's an insurance commission, to protect you against fraudulent, I guess is a good word,
right,
companies. Long story short, and this is why I'm so passionate about insurance. When my son was in the emergency room with collapsed lungs trying to save his life, the lady from the accounting office walked up to me, handed me my insurance card and said, quote, "What kind of crap are you trying to pull on us?"
Yeah.
I had no idea. I had no insurance.
Oh, my.
And those companies are still out here.
Well, you did have insurance.
Just the right, wrong kind.
Well, you know, number one reason for bankruptcies again is what?
Health-related.
Medical bills.
And most of those people do have insurance. They just have the wrong kind of insurance.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to be very, very careful on that.
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, U.S. Health, you've been with them now 10 years?
Seven.
7 years. I was there when you signed up because I was actually doing it at the same time. Uh-huh. And it just overwhelmed me. And so I decided, you know what?
You're going to focus.
Yeah, I'm going to stay focused on the life insurance, annuities, retirement planning. And so anytime I've got somebody that needs health insurance, I send them John's way. And John, tell us a little bit about U.S. Health and what's going on in your world, because things are changing, aren't they?
Constantly, and it's such a complicated world. It's so complicated.
Yeah.
So there's so many
pitfalls you
can fall in. Yeah. So the nice thing about U.S. Health is you can get insurance all year long. We're not part of the Affordable Care Act by design, and therefore we've had tremendous amount of growth in the last 4 or 5 years.
Aren't you the number one writer of health insurance for small businesses in the country?
Right. And we're now a subsidiary of United Healthcare, the largest health insurance company in the country.
That's awesome.
Which is cool. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the plans that you represent and you know, why somebody should want to give you a call.
Well, the best thing about U.S. Health is you can actually design your own plan. You can actually create a plan for yourself that fits your needs and fits your budget, not one size fits all. And it's quite a bit less expensive than some of the things on the exchange, because there's some things it doesn't cover. It doesn't cover mental health, drug, alcohol, tobacco, rehab. If you don't need that, why would you want to pay for it?
Right, right. And most plans that you buy on the exchanges and those kind of things, are the exchanges still even here?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Okay. But most of those, you have maternity, you have drug and mental illness, you have all the coverage, and you may not need that stuff.
You may not need it, but you're in a pool of people that are ill or have specific health needs. Thank goodness there's something out there for them. But if you're relatively healthy, why would you want to be in a pool of unhealthy people when you can participate in a pool of healthy people?
Yeah. John, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and just get a quote or, you know, find out more information about U.S. Health and the plans that you offer, what's the best number to reach you at?
I'm 970-218-3638.
Try it again.
970-218-3638.
Yeah. And John, like I said, I've watched John in the 7 years you've been in the health insurance business, and you have led the company in different areas, for sure in the Colorado region, many, many months where you've been the number one agent in the state. And I know you're a little humble and you don't like to talk about those things, but it's because you do a lot of things. You go to networking events, you belong to Chamber of Commerce's, you do a lot of different things to really help get your name out there and help people understand why they would need good health insurance.
Well, I consider myself more of a health advocate than a salesperson. So if people have health issues, call me, even if you don't have our company. If I can help you navigate through some problems you're having with deductibles or your network, I've kind of inadvertently became pretty good at that.
Yep.
So I can help you maybe
handle a claim.
Handle claims.
Yeah.
Reduce some of the the costs involved. So if you have any questions or you want to know what's out there, if you need some advice on health sharing, that's another avenue people can go to that is very popular.
Right.
I would warn people that there's only a few legitimate companies I would recommend.
Right.
Again, buyer beware.
Yeah, boy, the due diligence you should do before signing that dotted line and writing a check to the health insurance company, it's a big deal. And so you should be paying attention to, number one, the insurance company you're writing, you know, you're doing business with, and making sure your deductibles, your coinsurance, your out-of-pockets, your health, you know, your drug cards, all those kind of things are in your best interest. And you do that. You walk people through that process, don't you?
And I'd like to warn people about unsolicited phone calls from people calling all over the country, from Florida, Texas, trying to sell people some type of health coverage. If it's really, really inexpensive, you know, you get what you pay for, beware. There are two things that I warn people to look out for. Number one, if they will not provide a statement of benefits before you sign the dotted line, that's a red flag. Number two, if there's a non-refundable application fee that they're requesting, I've seen it anywhere from $100 to $300. Beware of
an upfront fee.
A real insurance company isn't going to be charging you an upfront fee.
Yeah, they're going to underwrite you. How about that? Let's talk about that word underwriting. So underwriting, you know, 10, 20 years ago, you had to go through underwriting to get health insurance. And then they went away with it because they were going to insure everybody, right?
Correct.
And so U.S. Health still underwrites people.
We are still true to the definition of insurance, which protects you against the unexpected.
So that's why you said a pool of healthy people.
Right.
Got it.
But there's a lot of pre-existing conditions we will consider. It's not, you don't have to be, you know, 100%. But right. So
so you could still smoke?
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
A little bit more money each month.
Yeah.
But
well,
right.
We sure do. Uh-huh.
And so the process, when you sit down with somebody, you basically find out what their needs are, what their objectives are, mm-hmm. and then do you have different deductible plans, different coinsurance plans, and those kind of things?
Like I said, a person has the ability to create their own plan to fit their needs and fit their budgets, which is it's so nice. And you can obtain insurance all year long.
Right, right.
I have a lot of clients where the breadwinner who has the job gets insurance at work, but the spouse and the children are so expensive as dependents.
Right.
We can keep the breadwinner on the company policy, and we can save them a ton of money by moving the spouse and the children onto U.S. Health.
So what you're saying there, somebody that has group insurance through their employer, obviously the employee is usually covered and the company usually pays for the employee, but you have to buy for your spouse and your children, you have to buy that other insurance, and you're saying you can write it a lot less money than if they stayed on the group and take the spouse and the kids off.
Many times we can.
Yep.
So it's okay. Sure worth looking into. It takes about 5 minutes to do a quote for a family over the phone. It's a very simple process.
Yeah, yeah. Again, call John. He absolutely is a professional. For 7 years, you've been doing this. And we just love John because he is so thorough and he does such a good job. John, at one time, U.S. Health had a 3-year rate guarantee. Is that gone?
It is gone.
Oh, shucks. So now it's just a 1-year rate guarantee. So for 12 months, you're locked in. And give us an idea what the average family, I know, just give us a ballpark. Is the average family on a group plan is going to be $1,000 for a, you know, let's say a 35-year-old husband and wife with two kids is normally $1,000, $1,200. What would it be with U.S. Health ballpark?
We typically can save people about 30% a month.
So 30%?
Yeah.
So $200 or $300 a month?
Yeah, depending on how large the family is.
Yeah, would be a big deal.
And lower deductibles and lower premiums, of course.
Do you still have that good accident plan?
We sure do, yeah.
What's that look like?
So max out of pocket for an accident could be $250 or $500, not $8,000 like Blue Cross or some of the other companies.
Yeah, I had a little sports injury. Uh-huh. I had a little sports injury. I had some stitches.
Which time?
I know which time. I had a few stitches and ran into our catcher. I played first base and did a head-on with our catcher and had, I don't know, 8 stitches or something like that. And the out-of-pocket was like $4,000 for an ER visit.
I know, and I'm like, thinking I could have gotten out a needle and thread.
You could have. For sure. But if I had U.S. Health, John, that would have been a $250 deductible, and then they pick up the rest.
Or $500.
But still, $500 would look better than $4,000.
Yeah.
Yes. So we got to take a break. We'll be right back, and you're going to go into more detail for us. Be right back. Top Gun. We're back, Ron and Julie, and we have John Vanuk in the station today. John's with U.S. Health. And, you know, we talk about different risks that people have going into retirement or before retirement. And let me just go through those risks. And taxation risk, market risk, longevity risk, inflation risk, legal risk, and then premature death risk, like we talked earlier about, of having life insurance. And one of the other risks is catastrophic illness. And that falls right into the health insurance area. And make sure your health insurance is the right kind of health insurance and that it fits you. And John, we were just talking a little bit at the break about the health sharing, different things around health insuring that you do. And let's talk a little bit about that. And what does that look like, health sharing? And tell us a little story around that.
Well, health sharing has been around a lot longer than health insurance. And there's over 100 health sharing companies now in the United States. But you have to kind of begin buyer beware. You want a company that has been around a long time. You want a company that has a large enough membership that it can handle pretty much any financial crisis that comes its way. You want a company that's transparent on where the money goes. So, but it is a viable alternative to some people, and it's a lot less expensive than some of the stuff on the exchange. Again, you have to look at what the maximum benefits are, if they'll take pre-existing conditions. But it definitely is a viable alternative.
Tell us what health sharing means. When I hear the word health sharing, I think of like a community group of same people that are like-minded, and a lot of times they're Christian sharing, where you know you have to believe in, you know, God and Jesus and that stuff, and so it's important that you know the health sharing that you're on. There's enough people in the pool that if you have a claim, that it's going to get handled, right?
Correct. Health sharing used to be called fraternal orders, where a group of people would get together, pool their money, and then if something happened to one of the people, then they would help with the bills. It's exact same thing today, except we're dealing with 300,000 to 400,000 people in the health sharing organization. So unlike a health insurance company, which is regulated by the Insurance Commission and must have underwriters themselves and a big, huge pool, a reserve money in order to be a health insurance company, every penny that goes into a health sharing company usually goes out that same month.
Well, so, for a claim, for somebody that's got a claim.
Yeah. So there's no reserve and there's no regulations. And honestly, when you sign up for a health insurance company, you'll sign a document saying, this is no guarantee that my bills will be paid. And that's kind of spooky to some people, which is why it's very important you deal with a company that has been around a long time, has a really good track record, does pay their bills.
But these hospitals and doctor's offices and drugs, they're all going down in price, right?
Hell yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Because you look at the health care costs today versus 20 years ago versus 10 years ago, and the cost for medications, the cost to go stay at Banner Healthcare or PVH or what's the new one? What's the hospital?
MCR.
You know, it's 10 grand a day.
Oh, yeah.
Go spend the night.
U.S. Health is not involved with Medicare supplements kind of thing.
No,
so this is for 65 and younger.
Roughly.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And some of the differences are between that and insurance is they don't cover, they're not forced to cover everybody's physicals and preventative things.
Do you have
like
wellness
that
coverage with
free.
U.S. Health?
Yeah, is there wellness?
Yes, wellness. There is wellness coverage. All that stuff is with U.S. Health.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Right. Good. Yeah. Good.
Quick story. 2 years ago, I had a lady that had a hysterectomy at a surgical center in Fort Collins. Mm-hmm. She had an anesthesiologist, a pathologist, and, of course, the surgeon. And it's outpatient surgery, as you know, hysterectomy, $7,000. 6 months ago, I had a lady have the exact same surgery, the exact same location, the exact same doctors, the exact same pathologist, $18,000.
So in a year or two, the difference is that much, isn't it?
For the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So actually, when I was talking about the difference a little bit a minute ago, I meant between health sharing and real insurance. So with health sharing, doesn't everything go towards a deductible? Like, you don't have a free physical every year. At least I don't.
Depends on the company. And again, that's why it's really important that you research the company. There's only a couple that I really trust, and I'll be happy to guide people in that area because, you know, the exchange or U.S. Health isn't an answer for everybody.
Right.
Right.
But, again, it's competitive, and you do want to shop.
So you have a lot of tools in your toolbox.
I have a lot of tools in my toolbox, yeah.
Awesome. And, you know, I always tell people it's not who's right, it's what's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to do the due diligence. You need to do the homework behind the company, behind the coverage that you're buying. And you know what? You said it a couple times this morning, buyer beware. And I don't think it's ever been more true with anything that you do with your money than in the health insurance area.
Right. Health insurance or health coverage doesn't have to be a house payment. If you shop and you're smart,
it could be a car payment.
A car payment, yeah, which is still bad.
Yeah.
Well,
but
yeah.
You know, you look at the cost of health insurance today, it is more like a house payment. I mean, who'd have thunk it that it's going to cost you more than $1,000 a month to be insured for health insurance? I mean, if you look back 25 years ago, my family, we paid like $100 a month for our whole family 20 years ago to be covered for all the health insurance through the hospital. And I was like, you know, and now it's like thousands of dollars a month. It's a big deal. When Julie sold Roosters and we looked for health insurance, it was going to be $1,700 a month to insure just Julie and I with no kids.
And probably a high deductible.
It was. It was a $5,000 deductible, or maybe it was even more than that.
Well, 25 years ago, I was the employer paying for the health insurance.
Right.
And I saw it coming like a freight train. What happened was somewhere in the 90s, a state house bill said all small business owners have to take pre-existing conditions. So we no longer health qualified our group, and the price of insurance went poof. And the thing about it is, the thing that I had an issue with is none of anybody's employees really knew what those costs were.
Yeah.
They were so sheltered from the cost, and that's just wrong. Just,
you know,
that
so they
itself.
Did that with health insurance. They basically put the responsibility back on the employee to do the due diligence, do the homework. And the same things happened with 401ks. Now, they used to have pensions. When you went to work for a company, you knew that when you went to retire, you had a good monthly income coming from your pension. Well, they changed that to where now the paradigm shift is now on the employee to go out and set up their own retirement account. And sure, maybe you can do it through a 401k, but we tell people your business partner with a 401k is the IRS. So if you can do a Roth 401k, if you can do something that it's growing tax-free, that's even better. Somehow I needed to bring it back to the money side of things.
Well, talk about an HSA. Now, there's a golden eagle right there.
We like the HSAs, John. And now, you guys don't do HSAs.
No.
But you can refer somebody to do an HSA.
Sure.
And the beauty is HSA is triple-dipping the government, right? And when I say triple dipping, you get three write-offs tax-wise. You can write it off on your taxes, your HSA contribution. Number one, you can write it off on your taxes. Number two, the money's growing tax deferred. And number three, when you take it out for health purposes, for medical reasons, it's all tax-free coming out. So you get to triple dip the government. That's how much the government wants you to be doing HSAs, because they know that will cover your deductible. That will cover maybe a out-of-pocket, a co-insurance, you know, out-of-pocket. So HSAs are a good thing. John, what do you recommend?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And again, it's just one more area of understanding that this world is changing. And so buyer beware.
You've got to do the research.
Yep, that's right. And do the homework. And you have to determine, is the juice worth the squeeze? If I pay more premium, am I going to get a better plan? And those kind of things. And what kind of an accident plan do I have? Do I have any disability insurance? Do I have any life insurance? Do you have any disability or life insurance with U.S. Health? Can they buy life insurance through U.S. Health?
I usually refer to you
okay.
for life insurance.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, and I know some plans have group insurance, mm-hmm. you know, tied to their life insurance you can get with your health insurance. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if U.S. Health was doing that or not. So okay.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to take a break, and we'll finish strong. Fourth quarter coming up. Be right back.
The best bumper music.
We're back. We do have good bumper music. That's over here. That's Micah's division, and we totally were into the blues, and we like live music anyway. And so, John, we just so appreciate you being with us this morning. And anything else that you'd like to share with our listening audience that might be in their best interest that would be helpful? Obviously, if you guys have some health insurance issues out there, call John. What's your number again, John?
970-270-218-3638. If you'd like me to look over your policy you have now, I'd be happy to do that. If you'd like me to help you negotiate some bills or some deductibles, I'm pretty good at that just because I've had so much bad experience
sure.
helping people. Just because you have a deductible doesn't mean you owe the deductible sometimes. There's lots of coding issues that if you're on top of it and you challenge or question it, you can save a lot of money just by being the squeaky wheel.
Squeaky wheel to get the
I race. Like to be a squeaky wheel.
You know, it's interesting because Julie had, what was it, 5 years ago, I think, Julie had, they recommended you do some kind of a test. And so Julie said, it's going to cost me $3,500 to do a test.
Oh, yeah. It was a, I don't know if it was an MRI. It was a hernia. They want to see how big it was.
Yeah.
I called the hospitals and both hospitals, and neither one could tell me how much it would cost, first of all. Mm-hmm. And then they got back to me in about 24 hours, both hospitals. And both hospitals were within a few dollars of each other and said it would be $3,500. Now, this was probably
5 years ago.
Yeah. And so somebody said, hey, Julie, there's a place in Denver. So I called it. They did some outpatient stuff. It was $350.
Sure. You can
10
go,
times.
There's a website, newchoicehealth.com. where you can type in your medical procedure and you can find out where in your zip code or in any zip code that's less expensive.
Yeah.
So you know about medical tourism where people go across
yeah.
outside. Well, they found out that if just shopping your zip code and just going to just looking for different prices like you did, Julie, you can save the same amount of money.
What is that website again?
NewChoiceHealth.com. There's also ColonoscopyAssist.com where you can shop for less expensive colonoscopies.
Also have things like drug care programs. Give us a couple of those websites.
Well, the big one is GoodRx.com.
I just used that. And I went to the pharmacy to pick up an antibiotic. Uh-huh. And I said, oh, by the way, I have this. Yeah. Oh, well, didn't they give you a code or something? But she put it all in there and ended up saving me $50.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Again, you just have to be an informed consumer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So. And again, it goes back to financial education, guys.
That's the fallback.
And it truly is.
Because if my personal opinion, I know the devil's in the details, but if we put your health care dollars in your hand so that you have it, you will shop. And
right.
The whole thing changes when that happens.
It's all about transparency.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, in this world that we live in, you know, our crystal ball's a little cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now with COVID and all this stuff going on, what impact is that having on the health insurance field?
Well, I understand that it's going to make insurance premiums go which way?
Down?
Not. Yeah. So the cost of health care continues to rise. The cost of medications continues to rise. And I know Trump's doing a lot of stuff to maybe combat that, but boy, it's an uphill fight, isn't it?
I know he's trying to have transparency in hospital billing so that people, when you walk into the hospital, you can see exactly how much this procedure is going to cost. Well, guess who's fighting that?
Yeah. Yeah.
The hospitals. I don't understand that.
Well, you know, yeah, got to understand, you know, where their bread's buttered is truly, you know, some of the bad stuff, mm-hmm. bad people and that kind of stuff. So again, John, we just want to thank you. We totally miss you. We don't see much of you, you know, because all the things that we kind of belong to, the chambers and events, things like that, we aren't even going to anymore.
No.
Because they want to socially distance more than 6 feet, don't they?
Correct.
It's crazy. And so we so appreciate you. We so appreciate your knowledge. And again, for those that are looking out there and need a quote, the best number is
970-218-3638.
There you go. Give John a call if you're interested in getting a quote or getting some information about your health insurance and you'd like to compare it. Maybe your premium just went up. John would be the right guy to talk to. We guarantee you that you will appreciate John. And not that John will always sell you something, but John will be there and as an advocate for you and help you through the maze. It is a maze, isn't it? When you look at the puzzle to get through just health insurance, it's a big deal. Yeah. So, absolutely. So John, thanks again. Any closing thoughts before we slide into the second phase of our Saturday morning here?
No, I just pulled up that New Choice Health, and I'm blown away already.
Oh, good. Thanks,
so,
Julie.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks for being with us today. And go out and shop local. Keep your money in your community and do business with people that you know that you've been referred to or people that you know you can trust, because this thing is about trust. This thing is about really learning and due diligence yourself, buyer beware, and read that contract before you ever sign it. And again, give John a call. Thanks for being with us this morning. Anything else, guys?
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys. Thanks for being with us. God bless.
Bye.
Bye now.
The Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show, Retirement Mastery, and Ron Richards are not tendering tax, legal, or investment advice. This content and information is based solely on Ron Richards' personal opinions and research. If tax, legal, or investment advice is required, you should seek the services of a qualified professional.